Establish credibility and goodwill.
Besides getting attention and revealing the topic, there is a third objective you may need to accomplish in your introduction, establishing your credibility and goodwill. Credibility is mostly a matter of being qualified to speak on a given topic, and of being perceived as qualified by your listeners. If, for instance, Brad Pitt got up before an audience to speak about nuclear physics, he would have to take drastic steps to establish his credibility on the subject. Here is how one student established her credibility on the subject of weightlifting without sounding like a braggart. What is the fastest growing sport today among American women? If you answered weightlifting, you are absolutely correct. Once seen as an exclusively male activity, weightlifting has crossed the gender barrier, and with good reason. Regardless of whether you are male or female, weightlifting can give you a sense of strength and power, enhance your self-esteem, and make you look and feel better. I started lifting weights when I was in high school, and I have kept at it for the past 8 years. I have also taught weightlifting in several health clubs, and I am a certified instructor through the Aerobics and Fitness Association of America. Using some of my experience, I would like to explain the basic kinds of weights and how to use them properly. Whether or not you lift weights, you will probably be more interested in the speech when you realize the speaker knows what she is talking about. Your credibility need not be based on first-hand knowledge and experience. It can come from reading, from classes, from interviews, from friends. Whatever the source of your expertise, be sure to let the audience know.
Preview the body of the speech.
Most people are poor listeners. Even good listeners need all the help they can get in sorting out a speaker's ideas. One way to help your listeners is to tell them in the introduction what they should listen for in the rest of the speech. Here is an excellent example from a speech by biotechnologist Tony L. White at the Columbia University School of Public Health. I'm pleased to be here with you, and I'm honored to have been asked to deliver this year's Weiss Lecture. Today I'd like to talk about some of the promises associated with the mapping of the human genome. I'll explain some of the opportunities that have emerged from reaching this milestone, and the impact I think it will have on public health. Finally, I'll call your attention to some of the challenges and issues that accompany this achievement. After this introduction, there was no doubt about White's topic or the main points he would cover in his lecture. In some types of persuasive speeches, you may not want to reveal your central idea until later in the speech, but even in such a situation, you must be sure your audience is not left guessing about the main points they should listen for as the speech unfolds. Nearly always, you should include some preview statement similar to the following.
In order for you to understand why the mariachis are significant to the Hispanic culture, I will be giving you a brief overview of the history of the mariachi, what the word mariachi means, their style of dress, and the ways that they are used in entertainment today.
Preview statements serve another purpose as well. Because they usually come at the very end of the introduction, they provide a smooth lead-in to the body of the speech. They signal that the body of the speech is about to begin.
Tips for preparing the introduction.
1. Keep the introduction relatively brief. Under normal circumstances, it should not constitute more than about 10 to 20% of your speech. 2. Be on the lookout for possible introductory materials as you do your research. File them with your notes so they will be handy when you are ready for them. 3. Be creative in devising your introduction. Experiment with 2 or 3 different openings and choose the one that seems most likely to get the audience interested in your speech. Don't hesitate to discard a great introduction that doesn't quite fit your speech. You'll think of another great one. 4. Don't worry about the exact wording of your introduction until you have finished preparing the body of the speech. After you have determined your main points, it will be much easier to make final decisions about how to begin the speech. 5. Work out your introduction in detail. Some teachers recommend that you write it out word for word. Others prefer that you outline it. Whichever method you use, practice the introduction over and over until you can deliver it smoothly, from a minimum of notes and with strong eye contact. This will get your speech off to a good start and give you a big boost of confidence.